or could it be tea? I had a few cups of both of the kind, but it was not enough to ease my mind. Oh, 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 oh. So I bought some Belgian and chocolate and ate 200 grams of 85%. Was any coffee and was any tea? Not even chocolate, then what could it be? Great, and I was entertained, but still I was restless. The feeling remained. Oh, 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 oh. The hour were late by the time I got home. I felt exhausted and I was alone. But at the moment as I closed the door, my little flat turned into a dance floor. Oh, 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 oh. All of a sudden I felt something strange, first in my belly and then in my legs. I lost control and did not have a chance. My body took over, it wanted to dance. Oh, 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 oh. When I got back to my senses again, my sorrows were gone. The neighbors were angry, though one of them came and said he would call the police. But finally I had my peace. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 66. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Elias and the Whiz Kids with The Dance. That's the title track off their new EP. It came out in June on Hybris Records. The band is out of Sweden. You're definitely going to keep an ear open for them. I really love that EP, and it has an Oasis cover of Wonderwall on there for you Oasis-ophiles. Is that a word? I hope not. We're going to continue here with some more indie pop. I've got indie rock coming, and then some... Well, we'll talk about that later. Here we go. This is the Brunettes with the song Brunettes Against Bubblegum Youth.
Thank you. and patterns of your speech. I was imagining worlds out of reach, but brilliant still. And you were fumbling for something in your purse, wondering if things could get much worse, and if you'd find a cure for all your endless ills. There was a sound coming out of the way that you looked at me. Context and sound.
Okay, that is Saturday Looks Good to Me with the song The Americans off their album Fill Up the Room that came out in October on K Records. The Detroit-based band has changed their sound quite a bit recently, incorporating a lot more indie rock and a lot less pop. All those retro girl band, wall of sound, female vocals sort of songs are pretty much gone on this album, which is sad because that's what I liked best about the band. But I guess it's a respectable outing for the indie pop set as well. Before that, played something by the Brunettes with the song Brunettes Against Bubblegum Youth. That's B-A-B-Y or Baby for you and I. We're going to continue on here with a song by Great Lakes Miss Society. The song I'm going to play is called Queen of the Barley Fool.
I know you're drinking down at the Barley Fool. Oh, the wind blew in through my window and spoke of you. We spoke of heartache, whiskey and grenadine. I drink the Great Lakes dry, man, but I can't keep up with the queen,
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 queen of the bar,
queen,
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 queen, queen of the barley fool. I hear the jukebox playing the Smithsonian folk way tunes, and all the drunks are singing and they think they're in love. From the moon, right, loved and lost at sea. I know the grass grows greener on the side of a sober man. Oh, flavor, and he shaves with a steady hand. But he'll never know the kiss of the guillotine, or get to last call shaking and surrender his heart to a queen, queen, queen.
I do really like that song. That song is A Chance Encounter by the band Mason Proper, off their album There's a Moth in Your Chest, that came out on their own label in 2006, but I think it was re-released this year sometime, and I think they were just picked up by somebody big, a band out of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Before them, we played Great Lakes Myth Society with the song Queen of the Barley Fool, and that is a band out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I remember the last set when we played Saturday Looks Good to Me out of Detroit? Yep, a trio of Michigan bands, and actually a trio of Michigan bands I saw play on October 14th at Shuba's, so I'm just reliving that show with you. That's kind of the way the Too Much Rock podcast works. Whatever music I get, I play. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, it's bad. But we suffer through it together, or we exalt its joys together, whatever the case is. So after that show, I went and got albums, and now they're getting played. Luckily for you, they're all quite good, especially that Mason Proper. Oof, so good. But there is a hitch in all that. I do get music sometimes that I don't play on the podcast, and that's because I don't think you'll like it. I like metal. Most people don't. I like death metal, I like black metal, I like Viking metal, and it really just has no place in this podcast. However, sometimes I've just got to let you know that there's a whole other side to Too Much Rock that you don't even know about if you just listen to the podcast. So we're going to finish off this week with a couple of metal songs. I'm just going to put them here at the end, and if you're the sort that wants to skip them, yeah, well, you're welcome to do that. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 66. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And for more information on the podcast, you can visit the website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things with a song by Dark Throne off their new album, FOAD, which stands for Fuck Off and Die. The song is The Church of Real Metal. And then after that, we're going to play some Mythiton with the song Chariot of Power off their album, Gathered Around the Oaken Table, that came out way back in 1999. First, Dark Throne from Norway, Oslo, and Mythiton from somewhere in Sweden. I don't know. So we started off with a Swedish band, and we'll end with one, too. There you go. That's symmetry for you. Thank you for listening.